Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio, known as Optimize Your Life, and sponsored by the Hope Collection. We are excited today to bring you a new show, a new group of folks that are joining us from literally all over the country. And we really are very, very pleased that we each day, we like to say we're delivering hope for lunch. So we've got some things, some announcements. And we traditionally look at Tuesday, we call it Travel Tuesday. And we're really blessed because we have a gentleman who is an expert. Now, the old term for expert was a drip under pressure, water in drip, and under pressure. But an expert in our eyes is somebody who has not just talked and knows stuff, but has actually lived and experienced, and more importantly, helped others, lead people, like a Pied Piper. And this fellow that I'm about to introduce to you happened to do that for me and my wife, and you know, it changed our life completely. We married a few years, and a dream that we had going back to before I asked my wife to marry me was to be able to go and do this trip. And it wasn't long after Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, introduced my wife to he and his wife, we were encouraged, we were inspired, and we were paid to go on our fabulous trip there, our dream trip. And as a result, we ended up, and I remember right after we were there, we got a phone call. I'm going to introduce you here in a second, but he called me. And you know what? It's funny because we had cell phones, and today you can cell phone around the world. He called. Well, we're just hanging out on the Rhine River in Germany. And this guy's, what are you doing? And the neat thing about being in the travel business, what we do is that you don't report to anybody. You share and you create friendships and you create ideas and dreams and visions and you work to accomplish things. But the neat thing is he was calling to see how we were. How would you like that? Someone introduced you to an idea to help change your life and do some things. And he actually follows up the call and asks you, how you doing? So that fella, who today is just as strongly today, if not more, I encourage you, if you have an opportunity to get linked up with him, run. Do it. I don't mean run from. I mean run toward. And join hands, and you will have the adventure of a lifetime. Rick Reese, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you. Beautiful weather out here in Colorado. That means that some beautiful weather should be coming your way. But you know, you never know. Sometimes you get hijacked from the south there. You know, or the east. Southeast, southwest.
Yeah, Cleveland interferes a few times.
Yeah, you got weather streams that come up. But if it's coming straight from across there, you know, going east, it should be some fantastic weather. Doing good. Looking forward to Mexico coming up here.
Yeah.
Let's see, in about 15 days.
And you'll be hanging out at wonderful Dreams, is it not? You're going to the Dreams, right? The all-inclusive resort?
Secrets in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
And but Dreams is also right there as well. But one of the things that, and you had mentioned this, you know, being in the travel business, of course, we travel as insiders. And so we're going to be going down 4 days ahead of the company event and staying at one of the Hilton resorts, a 5-star resort, and 4 days prior to the company event. You know, we figured, hey, if you're going to go, you know, make it a nice long vacation. And so instead of, I believe the company event is 4 or 5 days, we're going to go down there for 4 additional days as travel agents and taking a look at this Hilton resort property And so they've given us travel agent rates, which are just incredible per day. And a deal you can't refuse. So that should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we'll get transportation after taking a look and doing site tours and seeing all that they have and checking out the food. What a gig, right? Checking out the water.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Checking out the water, checking out the amenities, the spa, you know, for this five-star resort property as a travel agent. And the beautiful thing is that, as you know, it is a legitimate responsibility as a travel agent, you know, to go and to take a look at these different places so that you can come back and have firsthand experience to tell people. They don't just do it because we're good folks. They do it because we're actually partners in the industry. Now, when do you get that? You know, when do you have an opportunity to be a partner doing something that you would do anyway and pay full price for anyway? And that's what's happening in the travel industry right now, because as we know, there's been a shift, and the traditional travel agents, especially with the pandemic, but they were kind of moving in that direction anyway of joining the dinosaurs just because of the shift online. Many of the brick-and-mortar travel agencies have gone out of business, you know, even before the pandemic. And then you add the pandemic and all the overhead and nobody traveling, that kind of finished them off. Well, now there's kind of a resurgence. And see, Ron, we were actually able to make it through the pandemic because we didn't have the overhead that many of the brick-and-mortar travel agencies have, you know, with Surge 365. And so we just kind of made it through that pandemic because we didn't have to keep up the cost of a building and all the different expenses when you have a traditional business. But that's where we are today. But the traditional travel agents have pretty much gone the way of the dinosaur. And some of them are making a resurgence, you know, as host travel agencies online, and they're joining different host travel agencies and where they can be that travel agent. And I was thinking about this the other day. The umbrella that Surge provides in the travel business is that we're not just a travel agency. And that's the beauty. There's nothing out in the market space like Surge 365 because we have the travel agency piece. And you and Linda do that so well with our CLC solutions. So it's a real travel agency, access to all the travel training, you know, access to all the vendors. Anything travel as a travel agency, it's a real travel agency with a CLIA. And I believe you got your own CLIA card, you know, your IATA, your ARC, you know.
Really?
So it's a real travel agency.
I'm holding my hand. I got a Gmail this morning from YTV, mm-hmm. which is we call it the three-legged stool, as you know. And one of those legs is just what you're saying. And we get a newsletter called the Travel Compass Extra. And today we have some webinars that are available to us. One is on a webinar that today at 2 o'clock, there's a promotion for the Compass Resorts, couples resorts. And Michelle Penn is going to host that. And we get training. And then I will tell you, when you take advantage of these trainings, there's always specials that are offered to you on top of it. And there's another one for RTAs to get welcome to the YTV webinars. And so there's an introduction for that, too. These are just, you know, happen to have. And there we get those every week. And, you know, it's just so phenomenal because we ran into a lady. We went out on a cruise on the Buffalo Harbor last weekend. And
nice.
There was this gal, and she was hosting the travel. You know, she was the spokesperson on the ship. And we went, and she was telling all the history, and she's doing all this stuff. And she is a tourist. She's a guide. It's her business. I asked her, I said, well, have you ever thought of things like, you know how you, she says she'd get tour groups and all this stuff. I said, well, what do you do for the special needs people? What do you do for conventions when they come to town? What do you have to offer to them? And she has only the boat, Miss Buffalo. It's a nice ride, 2 hours. But she's missing out on so much money that at the same time, and we got her attention. You might know we talked to her. And so Marla is coming on to take a look on board and what we're doing because she can add this to her tour guide business and expand what she services that she provides. Oh, she's not in. She's also interested in having something internationally. Well, it just so happens in the car, I had this little brochure that a friend of mine created called Discover an Exciting Global Career in Hospitality and Tourism. And I had a copy of that in my car. And it just so happened I was able to
give
that to her. And so we turn around.
Oh, my
and,
Lord. That's good, Ryan.
Yeah. So what you're saying that you offered us, we learned this thing called Pay It Forward. We used what the theme of Hope Collection, Rick, helping others by helping them help others. And now suddenly we've got an opportunity to do just that, and we're all excited about that. And then we have somebody who is a wonderful friend and a member of the Hope Collection. Out of anybody in my whole life dealing with the Hope Collection with Joel 40 years, I've never met anybody who is so regular, tenacious, and committed to handing out hope. And his name's Derek, and he's on the show many days. Was on earlier. And what he does is he gives hope cards out to people, and he gave one out to a guy that he doesn't know. He came to know him online. Turns out he's a baseball player, and he's a pro. He's doing things like the Hope Collection already, which he wants to get involved with us at Hope. More importantly, as a baseball player, he's already played with 3 different teams this year. You know, it's not real dependable income when you're changing your employer every 4 months. And baseball doesn't play year-round. So what I'm saying is that because Derek handed out a card, there is now a gentleman who wants to join our whole operations, every aspect of what Hope is going to be doing. And it's just exciting to know that. So here's a Derek. It's in Tennessee. Actually started and connected a fella who lives in California, but works in Kentucky.
Nice.
So I'm just saying to everybody who's on this show that there is a real, real, real career opportunity to reach out. And, you know, we have people that need incomes. The economics and what's happening with inflation, gas. I'm telling you, people don't realize if you're in the Northeast what your gas bill is going to be this winter, oil bill is going to be. It's already noticeable. I would ask every single person whoever you talk to, how's that grocery store? Do you get the same amount of food that you bought 2 years ago as you do right now? This is not political. This is just a fact. The price of everything has gone up. I used to get these little sausages from Armour, like little breakfast sausages. And you fry them up, and they had lazy meatball. I love them. And they used to cost $1.12. They're now $2.49 a piece.
Everything has gone up. Absolutely everything has gone up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ron, I was working with a lady who booked a trip to, I guess she was going, they were going to Greece back in 2020. And, man, the flight was canceled because of all the COVID stuff. And I was connected with her because she booked it through someone who was in the business, who's no longer active in the business. Yeah, because he's got some medical issues and a lot of long story, but he's no longer active. But she booked this trip. And so he called me up and says, hey, can you help this lady? She's looking to get a voucher for a trip that she was taking through Surge back in 2020, which seems like a decade ago now. And I said, sure. And so I got on the phone with her, and she explained what had happened and how she had called. She was booking through our booked the airlines with British Airways. And they had said they would honor the ticket up until 2023 and that we needed to talk to someone in Surge to give confirmation that the ticket was purchased and all that. And so I got on and I connected them all. And so they're going to honor her ticket from 2020. And I said, well, you know, if you was going through Expedia, you would probably couldn't talk to anyone on that. But they're going to honor her ticket. So I was talking to her yesterday. And it's nice that it all worked out. I mean, that's just amazing how you know, we have access to the industry that we can make things happen. And I was asking her, you know, what she does for a living and what her husband does. And I said, well, what do you, you know, she works really hard in the profession that she's in, working with TV stations and different things. And I said, well, what do you plan? Is that your career? She said, no, actually, I'm really looking for something. When I was younger, it was no problem to have the energy that's needed to do this job. Now that I'm getting older, you know, it makes me really tired because of the hours I'm working. And so I asked her, I says, well, what do you plan to do? And, you know, she said, that is the million-dollar question. That is the million-dollar question. And so although the rates and the prices of everything is going up, the million-dollar question is, how are you planning for 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, as we get older? I says, well, you know, if you don't do something that creates a residual income or creates an income stream, you'll work till you die because your needs never stop. And I was telling her how the residual income that Brenda and I created over the pandemic, you know, before the pandemic, we didn't know that we was working to do something that would take us through the pandemic. And when you think about that, how huge is that? Now, as the population gets older, there's going to come a time when people, the light comes on. We're just ahead of the whole game. But there's going to come a time when the light comes on that people are going to say, I need another career. I have to get something else that's going to create a supplemental income or something where my plan B can become my plan A. And that's what I was talking to her about. And even with the tickets and all the stuff we were talking, it came down to what is your next job? And that was a $1 million question. You know, and that's where we left it. And, you know, we're not trying to pull people into anything that, you know, that is not theirs, that they may not want to do, but she's going to have to come to that place, and I want her to come to that place on her own, that I need to do something different to get something different. And what better than the travel industry, which is a $9.6 trillion industry, and it blows every other industry out of the water, and everything needs travel. So one of the things that's really interesting, Ron, and you see this in working with churches and working with organizations and schools and being able to empower other people and in the industry, whether it be through the travel agency, you know, whether it be, and I don't like to book travel, but the lady that you're talking about that you guys met, she can actually become a certified travel advisor to put the legitimacy, so to speak, to her business with all the qualifications and the certifications. If she wants to become, like you're saying, a special needs travel specialist, the training is free. Take that training, and you can hang that certificate on your wall. You can put it on your website. You know, you can book cruises for people, you know, having access to the industry. You can book all-inclusive resorts, like we're going down 4 days ahead to check out this resort in real time. You can book educational travel or corporate travel. You can become a convention planner because as a travel advisor, you work directly with whatever hotel or whatever venue as a partner, and you can set all of this up and get the commission instead of giving that commission away because you're a partner in the industry. And like you know, faith-based travel when you sent those folks to Cuba, you know, to do the Cuban missions trip, and you got them back. They're not in prison in Cuba. You know, destination weddings. You can set up destination weddings. There's a training, a destination wedding specialist. And so if that's your thing, and you're a photographer, you want to set up destination weddings, you can take the destination weddings training, and that's your certificate that you can post on your site. Groups and tours. You know, many people are going to Israel. Churches are going to Israel and back. And you mentioned the baseball. Sports teams are traveling all the time. And but you're owning your own travel agency. So, but it's a career field with the travel. Now, Brenda and I, when we came on board in the industry in 2004, we're, hey, I just want to travel. And so the way we're using it, you know, is that we just like to travel. You know, we don't want to book anything unless somebody twists our arm. We'll send them to Ron and Linda, you know. But we're like, okay, I just want to travel wholesale instead of retail, get the great tax breaks because it is a real business and I'm an independent contractor, and get paid on my own trip. In fact, Ron, that's what really impressed me in a great way about you and Linda. Next thing I know, after I tell you about the business, you're cruising Europe. And you come home to a check. And that's what we say, get paid on your own travel. You and Linda are doing the example of everything that we're talking about. Travel wholesale instead of retail. Get the great tax benefits and get paid on your own travel.
Well, you know, that's basically, Rick, what you and Brenda, when we met you, Joel said, hey, you know, they introduced us. And see this scoundrel over here? Yeah, you might want to catch up with him because him and his wife are traveling the world. They love going on cruises. I think they've been on 25 or more cruises, and you know, done all this stuff, and you've been recognized internationally for the efforts that you've done. You've turned what you do into a mission, a Christian mission called Marketplace Mission, and through all those things and your outreach as an officer, someone who has been a community leader, developer, person in his career has helped thousands of people. And when Katrina hit, you resettled families with the United Way in Colorado Springs. And you know what? You've been blessed because you blessed others. And so we got introduced, and you know, it's funny, Joel Griffin introduced many people to many things. But when he introduced somebody to something that he believed in, he believed it. He checked it out. He vetted an organization. He made sure that it was something, an organization that's going to follow the principles of the Hope Collection. And so forever, when you and Brenda got connected, when he introduced us, and then he introduced us to the mutual guy named Burl Walk, well, that was just like the icing on the cake. And we've been able to go in our life. I remember having a steak with you on the very beach at the resort. They have a restaurant, a steakhouse on the beach. And one Saturday night, last fall, I don't remember when we went. I've been a lot of places, Rick. Lose track. But we were sitting there having a steak dinner with our friends and Chantel and Glenn from Washington. And we were sitting there with others, and we just playing, enjoying ourselves. And then we didn't realize it because we'd gone to dinner a little late. There suddenly was the party under the stars on the beach. We had a party. We were dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. You know that song. Anyways, we were out there. We had a DJ and music and food. We just got up from the table. Guys. And you know what? I want to tell you, this is the life that I wanted. This is the life I promised my wife we would have. And so talk about fulfillment. Now, we didn't get there. We obviously paid to get there. Then it was a deal, big deal. I'll tell you what, where do you go for a resort for $400 and you got all the food you can eat, all the entertainment you can have, and they had an open bar and anything you wanted. My wife had plenty of non-alcoholic pina coladas, and she loved every one of them. And we were down on the beach, and they'd still walk on the beach to serve you. they lifted, I mean, you didn't lift a finger. And the entertainment was just outstanding, and there were, I don't know, 6 restaurants of every kind you could imagine. Gosh, guys, this was, when we talk about, and we talk on Tuesday about Travel Tuesday, I'm not just talking about going and taking a trip. Now, look at, when I was a kid, the only trip my family ever did, I lived in Buffalo, New York, and we went across the thruway to Seneca Falls, got off the exit, stayed in a motel. They did have a little nice pool, and on the way there, we stayed there. On the way back, and we went to Cooperstown, by the way. My dad played ball, semi-pro ball with the Boston Red Sox, and so he wanted to see, and I was a fan, so we went and spent a day down there and came back. On the way back, we didn't have, mom and dad didn't have the money to stay in a nice hotel, so we got one that didn't have a pool, and it was raining anyways, and I got to stay in a little wing of the room because they had an extra room. It was musty. That's what I remember from a trip, the vacation that my family had when I was a kid. Suddenly here, as an adult, I'm going to places like Cancun, Punta Cana, we're in San Diego, we're in Baltimore, we're in all over the country, and we sent other people. We'd actually help people go on a cruise, a paddle wheel cruise down in the Mississippi. Elvis, I call him nuts, by the way. He's my friend. I can do that. But they wanted to go to Graceland, and they'd never been there. And so they flew in, and because they took the package that we put together through the training I got through Travel Agent Academy, they were able to stay in a Sheraton hotel, picked up from the airport and brought to the hotel. They got to Graceland. They got tickets to Elvis Presley's recording in a studio. And then they went down to Mississippi in 8 days. Day and night, they had entertainment. They either went off to go to the plantations, or they went to Civil War parks, and they were entertained by the Louis Armstrong band, and they met the gals that sing at that place, Bugle Boy girls from, you know, Company D, whatever they're called. They're here, you know, I say that. But these are things that we were able to help other people do, that this is what RCLC Travel has enabled us to do. It all happened because Rick and Brenda Reese said, "Hey, Ron, you ever thought about travel?" Are you kidding?
Ron, you actually set up the hope. But that was fun. When we were in Punta Cana, and we had the nice steak restaurant and beautiful, beautiful music playing in the background, and we're just, you know, nice cozy dinner, and, you know, like you said, Glenn and Chantel and Jackie was there, and you and Linda and Brenda, and we just had a really great time. Little did we know, after we finished eating, we come out, and it's right there on the beach, right there, right, the water's right there, that they had the beach party right next to it. We're like, oh, we don't have far to walk at all. And I said, dancing in the moonlight. and the music's playing, and they've got the waiters with all kind of hors d'oeuvres walking around with trays, and he's trying this and trying that, and the music's playing, and everybody's dancing and having a great time. And you smell the food, you smell the water, and you listen to laughter, and what a beautiful time. And and then I remember when you set up the Hope Cruise to Cozumel, and all of us, you know, Joel and Lynn Kane and his wife and Artis and you and Linda, and what is it, like 25 people or so,
yep,
that went on this cruise and to Cozumel. And because of Lynn Kane, you know, being a top gun in the Navy, retired Navy fighter pilot, you know, he's got the ends with the captain of the cruise ship. And you guys were able to get us into the, what do you call that, the control room or something? The bridge. Of the cruise ship.
The captain and the head officers that run the ship. That's where they run the ship. You know, you're talking 3,000 people going down the ocean at 20 knots on a huge multi-ton cruiser. And we're up there in the deck just playing, talking, and they're telling stories. or watching the guys, and they make adjustments, you know. They don't have a big wheel like the old sailing ships. They got these little wheels, just turn, dots, and then they run by computer. It's quiet. And it was so cool because Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, who was a Navy pilot in the Navy, so Captain Louie, who was the captain of that ship, as they were talking, turned around, sort of saluted Len, and then took off, and he was in his dress uniform, his whites. And you just picture this captain of the ship with one of those fancy, beautiful captain's cap, his hat. It's got a visor on it. It's a captain. He's got gold braids in the thing. He's got gold braids on his shoulder. And he looks at Len, and he awards him his hat to recognize Len Kane, the Navy hero that promotes and supports freedom. And that hat today sits behind, whenever we do a Zoom call, Len Kane, the cap is sitting right behind him because he's honored that another Navy compadre gave him an honor of recognition. You know, dress uniform for a captain of a ship, I think those things cost a few bucks. And here's the captain, just here. This gentleman, Len Kane, he's a hero. We need to recognize him. And then he came down. We had a little reception. And he came down to our reception honoring Len Kane on that trip. And we were just having a fun time. You know, the captain of the ship comes down, guys.
Huge.
You know, that was because we had the power. No, I could have got a ticket to go on a Carnival cruise. I could, you know, I would have got a room on the inside of the ship at the bottom of by the engine room where the engine's cranking away all night long. And I would have had, you know, been smell the oil in the engine room. And, you know, I would have got a guy come out with a coveralls and a greasy yum. Hey, you need anything in your room tonight? No. We were in first class. We had a cabin with the rear deck of the ship with a balcony that it was extended. We could have put 50 people on a party, and Len Kane's room was right next to us. And we were just out there just for a few minutes. By the way, I'll never buy an extended cabin balcony ever again. It was so hot, and during the day you want to be doing things. You didn't want to sit out. And at night it's black. Can't see anything except a few lights of ships on the ocean. So I would never do that again. I learned that. But we had an incredible time, and I tell you what was even better than this trip. I have a sister and brother-in-law. One's got cancer, my brother-in-law, and stage 4. My sister's got MS. They'd never gone on a honeymoon in their life. And the 30th wedding anniversary, a year ago January, just the end of COVID, they went on that ship that we were on, the Conquest, Captain Louis' ship. And they became, you know, they bought tickets and went and everything, and I got a good deal for them. And they have now, they've loved, now they talk about cruising. Any of you ever run into my sister Mobile, I don't care where you are, anywhere, they're going to talk to you about cruising. Well, they just booked another trip, and they paid for it already for Valentine's Day. They're going back on the cruise again. Same ship, because they like that ship. I said, you know, there's 12 other ships available. No, we got to go. You know, we created a monster, guys. Well, you know what? Everybody on this call, you realize you can spread and sow the same seeds with somebody else. It's not because I'm so great. What I've been given and blessed with is something I can't hide. I remember I'm a Gideon, so I get to talk in churches and talk about what Gideons do, give Bibles out like in Cuba. And even though to the Gideons themselves, they don't think that should be legal because I don't know why. But I did it. And the idea is this. By being able to spread the word of God, I can use that tool to help people and churches get their groups to go on tours around the world. You know, we're doing that again. And now we can help and get them in place. And we know shortcuts. We know the backlogs. We got ways to get. We got a skid of peanut butter to an orphanage in Guatemala. Do you know how much a skid of peanut butter costs? Do you know what a skid of peanut butter weighs? It's big. Just imagine you had a group going to Guatemala, and you got a free skid from the grocery store, a local grocery store, and they donated it. And then Delta Airlines said, hey, because you're a mission group, we'll pay for it. We'll ship it for free for you. See, I could never do any of that stuff in any of myself. And my great, I had a good job, good career in different areas, many jobs in many areas, but I never had a life like we have today, all because of the fact that Rick and Brenda Reese introduced us to the Travel Agent Tool Certificate 65. I'm turning it back to you, Rick.
You know, that's a good point, though. This is just a tool. You know, the travel business is really just a tool for visionaries. And you don't necessarily have to be a visionary, but if you are, you know, and you're looking to help people, it is a tool. You see, that's why I think, I know we have so much fun with this, because it's a tool of access. And so when you find a church like you did that has a missions trip to Guatemala, and you say, hey, you know, I'll help you with that, and you help them, you know, send, what, 17 people or so to Guatemala, and you work with the travel agency, or you work with Delta Airlines, and you find out that Delta will ship any supplies for free because of, you know, your connections and because they're a nonprofit, and you're able to make that connection. And you know what impressed me most about that trip to Guatemala that you set up? Is because you were that person who was responsible in helping them go, you was at the airport, oh, dark 30 in the morning when they were leaving. And so you know, you sacrificed sleep, comfort, convenience to be at the airport. And it was good that you did, because one of them, the young lady you had mentioned, couldn't get on the flight because she had a different name than what was on the ticket. You know, versus her identification. And had you not been at the airport, that would have been a sad occasion, because they weren't going to let her on that flight. But because you were there and was able to speak on her behalf, they worked out an arrangement. Who even knew the airlines could do? You know, they put her on, went on the overflow list, and next flight, with understand. Yeah, what was that?
They went by on standby, which means they got on the plane. Once they're on the plane, they didn't stop on the plane. They got to go because we got them on listed under standby, and under standby we can make an adjustment in the ticket for her to go. And it wouldn't have happened. And by the way, there was two people that wouldn't have been able to go. So we had a very sharp Delta representative. Now, I'll remind you, this is 4 o'clock in the morning. And we resolved this emergency, and the plane took off at 6. And if you weren't on the plane by 6, you weren't going to Guatemala. Not this time. So they would have lost the trip money. I mean, just it would have been a disaster. And all because I had foresight that was produced for me to learn discernment about how to deal with issues and dealing with people and dealing with circumstance. Rick Reese, you guys just help us walk a better life and walk a better walk every day of our life. And in this case, it got applied to in the travel industry. So I encourage
anybody.
Well,
it's a tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tool. And we're just using the tool and looking for folks who need a tool. Because you can't do anything in this world, you know, without access and without a tool. Most people aren't looking for something, you know, above and beyond. They work a job, you know, and then they do the day-to-day thing, day-to-day. And that's one of the things I really appreciated about Joel and joining the Hope Collection, to be around you guys and around people that are helping others by helping them help others. And just that whole attitude is brings life to me. And because that's how I think, you know, and like when I met Joel, like, man, this is awesome. Paying it forward. And, you know, like you mentioned, we're Gideons. And so we love the Gideon way and just helping people and blessing people. And so when I saw what was happening with Hope, I'm like, hey, this is Hope for me. And that's why you mentioned Derek, is it, that gives out the cards?
Yeah.
hope cards.
Yes.
That's huge. That's a tool, people, to something that they're looking for. And some people recognize it and some people don't. But that's a blessing to give someone a card that gives them hope, and they have no idea the power that's behind that card and the group that's behind that card and how close they are to access to all the things that we have in hope and the eight pillars of hope and all the different areas of hope. They get that card. They have no idea until they move on it, you know, and say, hey, you know, I'm going to investigate to find out what's behind this hope card. And there's a whole life, like you said, there's a whole life that's behind that card. And the cool thing about it, whatever you need, whatever your thing is, you can go down that path. It's not pulling you to the right. It's not pulling you to the left. It's making it, you know, you go down that path and now you see tools that you can use. You know, like you mentioned, all the businesses that are vetted. We taught travel on Tuesday, but all of the different businesses that have been vetted, a person can say, okay, I want this path. This is my area of interest. This is my area of interest. You know, travel may be my area of interest, and there's no pressure. You know, it's just opportunity. And you can say, oh, okay. And but like I was talking to the lady yesterday, she's saying, Rick, the million-dollar question is, what am I going to do next? Now that I'm getting older, you don't have to get to the place where you're stuck old to say, okay, now what am I going to do next? No. And that's what Brenda and I did. And I thank the Lord for it. In 2004, when I left corporate America, I'm like, okay, you know, I love to travel. But you know, Ryan, I didn't know that this was a business. I just wanted to travel wholesale instead of retail, write it off and get paid to go. I didn't know that the product was standalone by itself, that sells itself. And we started, and you mentioned this a lot of times, we started building a team and we started giving the tool to people who know how to build productive, effective, efficient teams. Next thing I know, you know, with the compensation plan, I'm overriding, you know, thousands of people. You know, 10,000 plus people I'm overriding, not knowing anything about anything, you know, and I'm getting this check, and you've heard me tell the story. I'm in the community serving, you know, not even really even working the business. I just provided a tool to someone who needed a tool, who knew what to do, and it freed me up to do my passion in the community. And keep Brenda happy.
you didn't give up with what you were doing to do this. This is not a deflection, not a distraction for what your passion you do. It's like adding on to your tool belt.
Yeah. So I'm in the community serving, and we're getting checks of residual income, of weekly commissions, and Brenda's happy. And because Brenda's happy, I'm happy. And I had left corporate America, and now I'm in the community serving. And, of course, like you mentioned, that's when Katrina happened. And so I was able to devote all my time and all my energy to the folks that came to our city, about 1,500 folks that came to our city fleeing Katrina. By the way, the anniversary of Katrina is the 23rd of August. And Katrina happened in 2005. And Ron, I'm still benefiting, you know, with, you know, residual income and commissions from that period. You know, the decisions that we make are so critical as to how it impacts our lives today and in the future. The decision that I made in 2004 to leave my corporate job and to go into the community in time to be in place when Katrina happened, I'm still getting paid for that. How many years later? You know, I'm still getting paid for that decision. Isn't that incredible? Oh, my Lord. That's kind of scary in a way because people miss opportunities to serve all the time. And for whatever excuse, they may say, well, I'm just too busy to serve. You know, I've got too much going on to serve. And I was thinking about that this morning. Somebody asked me to open up a prayer for something that they're doing to provide a prayer. He said, just 15 minutes. And I said, oh, my Lord, I got so much going on and I got to do this. Okay, all right. You know, and I said it kind of, you know, with a grudge. And so I'm sitting there this morning and I'm thinking, and the Spirit begins to kind of speak. That's what you've been asking for in marketplace ministry, right? You actually are a marketplace minister, aren't you? And, you know, with that realization, I totally changed on a dime my attitude, course correction. A lot of times what we've been asking for comes to us on a silver platter. And many times, for whatever reason, we don't recognize it. When this opportunity came to you and Linda, Ron, for travel, it comes to you based on your vision, based on your desires, based on what you've been looking for, but you recognized it. And immediately, next thing I know, you guys are over in Europe cruising, eating all-you-can-eat cream of wheat. But it fit what you were looking for.
I went to a restaurant, coffee shop this morning. She said, well, Ryan, what do you want for breakfast today? I want cream of wheat. She said, we don't got it. I said, well, you're not like the Viking River cruise.
And, you know, and that's part of the vision. And so sometimes things will come to us on a silver platter that's part of the vision. You know, that's part of the dream as we launch our rockets of desire. You know, and it comes as a result of something that we actually launched. And sometimes it comes disguised in coveralls as work. And we're like, nope, I'm not doing that. You know, and it's only a disguise. Because once we say, okay, I'm going to do that, we find that actually it's the door to the next level. And so I totally readjusted when I realized what was happening with the lady coming and asking me. I said, oh, okay, it's not something I got to do forever. I'll just do it. But it totally changed my outlook. It totally changed how I feel in an instant when I recognized and related it to something that I had been asking for. And I'm so glad that I did, because I feel great towards it now. Before, like, okay, oh, well, you know, just 15 minutes. All right. I would have got there and had nothing to say because it's not inspired by the Spirit. You know, now I've got something to say. And so the things that we do lead to something else, lead to something else, lead to your next step, lead to the next door, lead to the thing you've been asking for, is the door to the thing that you've been asking for. When I met Joel on Burl Walk's show, little did I know it was the door to my future of what I was asking for and giving me hope on a silver platter to meet people like yourself. You know, lifelong friends, Country Boy, and all the folks, artists, I mean, all the folks, Gary, you know, that are part of the Hope Collection, Gary, you know, and our board. I didn't know that it was going to be the door to the thing that I've been asking for.
A little background noise, that changed me there. Well, Rick, it's such a pleasure. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you make yourself available for us on Tuesdays to be able to share the stories and share the opportunities that we are leading in. And people call into the show. I want you to know we have one of our new hosts. She's been on the show. She's not on right now, but Mary from Stanley from up in Minnesota. And she's been doing a lot of background work with us and helping get the blog radio show. She's moving it so that our radio show is going to be on Facebook. No, I don't know what I got to talk about. She just knows she can get it done. Well, that would open the doors for people calling us from all over the world and hear the hope story and hear about travel. And we're just looking to continually find ways to reach out and be successful and being able to send the message that needs to go out to all the four corners of the world.
Absolutely. And that's important, because the people that hear the message and it aligns with that thing on the inside, whatever that may be, will respond to it, just like I did, just like you did. And that's what's so important. And, of course, we talked travel on Tuesday. And the story that I was presenting, how Surge is an umbrella for everything travel. It has the travel agency. It has the ability, if a person just wants to travel wholesale, you know, it has the ability if they want to earn reward credits. It has, of course, the 7-day reward trip that Brenda and I took, and we went to Steamboat Springs. And if you're a member for 12 months, and that's taking care of the monthly fee, you know, where your true cost is actually zero. We took the 7-day vacation and went to Steamboat Springs, Colorado. We stayed at this beautiful resort for 7 days because we pay our membership for 12 months. One of the things the company wants to make sure is that all of our members take an annual vacation. We take away all excuses for them not to take an annual vacation. Now, of course, we're vacationing year-round, but this 7-day reward trip, Ron had his own kitchen and, of course, laundry and all the different amenities, the pool, the everything. And so Brenda and I went up to this mountain town and for 7 days, and it was pure relaxation. One of the days we went to the hot springs, and which was so out in the nature and hot springs, and we just stayed there for like 4 or 5 hours. I was like a prune afterwards, but it was good. And they had the different springs that were different temperatures. And so we're trying the different temperatures and just relaxing with the folks. And just a beautiful time. We drove out to the countryside, and we're just looking at the mountain ranges, and we're right there. And it looked like just like a picture, you know, with the mountains. And it snowed, you know, when we first left Colorado Springs. This was about 4 hours away. And it had snowed, and so the mountains had, you know, they had some snow on it scattered. And just beautiful mountain town. What was beautiful, even more so, it was after the main season. And so they call it actually the mud season. Right. And so we didn't have the crowds. It's almost like we had the town to ourselves. And we'd go out to the different restaurants and try we went to one of the best Mexican restaurant I've ever been to. The food was just amazing. In fact, I would drive up there to go back to this restaurant. It was that good. And we just tried the different restaurants. And, of course, well, Brenda's birthday, we celebrated that up there. And we went hiking. And, of course, Brenda doesn't want to do a lot of hiking, so short hikes. Went to the falls and saw the waterfalls. We just, every day we did something special for the 7 days. Every single day we did something special for the 7 days. And that was part of the reward trip. We've got about 3 backed up. And so I was looking at where we wanted to go for the next one. But it's international. I was looking at some places in Switzerland, in Germany, in Italy. Now, we'll probably do something local, but you never know. And when I say local, 5, 6, 7 hours away, we can drive. And, well, not 5 hours. 5 hours is kind of my limit anymore. We should do coast-to-coast driving with the kids. In fact, one summer, the kids experienced the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean in the same summer.
Wow.
That's a lot of driving.
That's a lot of drive time.
That's a lot of drive time. And as a result of that.
Huh? Are Are we almost there yet,
with that?
Uncle Rick? Are we almost
there
yet?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are
What'd
we
you
almost
say?
There yet?
Well, no, the kids enjoyed it. I'm like, are we almost there yet? Oh, my Lord. San Francisco and New York City. We did San Francisco, and they played in the Pacific Ocean, and we went to the Fisherman's Wharf and all the different things. And then we had a wedding in New York City where Brenda's brother rented a yacht like you guys did, you know, New York City Harbor there. And we were just cruising around the, you know, the Statue of Liberty. But they experienced, I mean, you talk about driving. No, I was almost, are we there yet? The kids are having fun in the back seat. I'm like, oh, my Lord, I'll never do this again. So we'll do the 7-day vacation someplace close, but we've got three more, you know, with Brenda and I both with our businesses. We've got three more, and we're going to take it because, as you know, there's health benefits to travel, and you lower your stress level. And even you just recounting when we were in Punta Cana at that steak restaurant, that just gave me such a peace. And then walking out and not realizing, but the beach party was right next to the steakhouse. and then you and I and Jim, who's another Gideon, just talking there. And they got the music playing, and I introduced you to Jim Owens and his wife, his beautiful wife. And he's a Gideon, and we're just standing there talking. And I tell you, man, that you can't beat those precious moments in life. You know, when you're around good people, good food, good times, good fellowship. You know, that's what life is all about. And travel,
hey,
it gets you there.
Hey, Rick, do you remember the trip we were on the cruise? And you walked over to the wife of the one couple that had joined us, had never been on a cruise, and you welcomed them to dinner. And we got serving this guy's wife. I don't know. I think she had 7 shrimp cocktails because she didn't know she could have one, let alone 6. Remember that, Kurt, when Rick brought you down for dinner?
I do remember that. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
I do. First time on a cruise.
That was awesome. That was special.
Welcome to the world of travel.
I remember that all the time when we went up to the bridge and was on Lent Cane. And it was amazing just to see this massive ship being stirred by a little knob.
Yeah.
Well, we're planning on going next year if we have a Hope Collection cruise. We're going to go definitely next year on it. I just want to tell you guys,
beautiful
time. I'm not coming home tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
My mom is coming home tomorrow.
Well, congratulations. Does that mean you are not going to be available for your show?
I'll be available tomorrow on Monday, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, tomorrow's Mary's Day. I see we got more people,
Mary's
though.
Day tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah.
We're all set. I'm losing
yeah,
track of
Mary and I are working
we
on
working the whole scope show, Rick.
Thanks.
Got more and more people joining us to help run the show.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, guys,
that's
Mary
brilliant.
And I are working
great
on
day.
Going on Facebook pretty soon, too.
Oh, nice.
All righty.
That's awesome.
We'll talk to you later, guys. Be blessed and make it a
all
blessing
right.
for somebody else. Thank Rick Reed.
Awesome.
God bless, guys.
All right. We'll see.
Take care. Bye-bye.